Blog Talk Radio.
How do you contact Mona? Her website is thepsychicview.com and her phone number is 702-571-0461. Mona is available for special events, VIP receptions, Las Vegas trade shows, and personal readings in Las Vegas by appointment. Mona holds the Privileged Psychic Arts License through the City of Las Vegas and is the published author of Chancing Life, Wisdom and a Dice Toss. Call 702-571-0461. That's 702-571-0461. Remember, Mona changes lives one at a time.
You need help. You need answers. And I'm considering my next movie role. You consult Mystic Mona's app, Dice Wisdom. The app gives me great advice for all my important meetings. I wish I had Dice Wisdom when I was tempted by my housekeeper. Ah, but the past is the past. I'm back in the movie biz now, and all is good. Go to dicewisdom.com. Go on, you know you want to. Do it now!
Do you have an amazing idea for an app for iPhone or Android? Do you want to create the most professional showcase of your idea? Contact the professionals at Raster Media and explore how they can help you make your dream a reality. When Mona wanted to create an app for her book, Raster Media guided her through the entire process. They made Dice Wisdom a professional and inspirational app for iPhone and Android. Mona did her research when she found Raster Media. They not only specialize in app development, they also assist their clients with everything to make your new app a success. They guide you through the complicated process of launching your app through all the appropriate delivery channels. Raster Media is locally owned and operated in Las Vegas for over a decade. Find out why notable organizations are loyal customers of this creative team. Go to www.rastermedia.com or call 702-943-1832 and watch your dream become a reality. That's rastermedia.com.
You've tuned in to Psychic View with Las Vegas psychic Mona Van Joseph. This entertaining and interactive program is brought to you each Sunday afternoon exclusively on Blog Talk Radio. Call in now and have Mona answer your most pressing and personal questions at 347-850-1494. That's 347-850-1494. Now, from the entertainment capital of the world, Psychic View with your hostess, Mona Van Joseph.
Well, good morning and happy Easter to everybody that's listening. I'm very pleased to see the number of calls that I have this morning, and I'm going to go right to the calls. I'm going to go to area code 216 first. Hello, 216. Who's this?
Hi, how are you today?
I'm good. Who's this?
Good morning. Happy Easter. Happy Easter.
Happy Easter. And who is this?
This is Sharon.
Hi, Sharon. What's your question?
Well, I just want to see what you see for me, like in the next 60 days. I'm still looking for employment.
Well, that's kind of so you want me to focus on
employment.
Job.
Employment.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Let me draw the cards for you. All right.
I've had three interviews.
Okay.
I've had three interviews in the past, like, 6 or 7 days.
Oh, nice. Okay. What it's talking about here is that there's a job that I don't want you to take. And it's a job that is going to it may present itself, but there's so many hoops you have to jump through in order to really take the job. That I don't want you to compromise yourself. There's a guy that's a real ass that's about to offer you a job, and
okay, there was one
you know
guy
who that
in
is,
the
right?
Interview. Okay, yeah, I do.
Okay.
I don't know him, but there was a man. Yes, go on.
Okay, if you get the job, you need to go with the understanding that you're only going to be there temporarily. So if you take the job because you absolutely have to have work, you need to realize that this is only a temporary job and you should immediately look for your next job as soon as you're hired. Okay?
Okay,
so
there's a better one coming,
settle.
Too. Okay.
What, sweetie?
So something better's coming, that's what you're saying.
But but if any job is offered to you, I want you to take it. But what's interesting is this is saying that there's a job offer coming from the guy that's an ass. There's a guy that's a real dick here.
Okay.
And you're about to get a job offer from him. The funny thing is that you may remind him of an ex-girlfriend. I know that sounds really weird, but that's what the cards are saying.
I believe in stuff like that, so okay.
Okay, so what I want you to do is take the job, but immediately look for another job, because this is saying you're going to take a job and then change jobs within 4 to 6 months afterward. Okay?
Okay.
So whatever's offered.
Because I need the dineros.
This is actually saying that... I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I can't hear you when I'm talking. So what did you just say?
I said yes, because I need the money.
Okay. All right. I understand. There is a job offer coming. It's coming quickly. So what I want you to do is I want you to do all your follow-up, you know, whatever, you know, handwritten note kind of thing. If you haven't done those yet, do those today. Get them in the post tomorrow so that they're there. There is a job offer that's coming to you. It's saying that it's going to be offered by the guy that's the ass, that can
okay.
be a real dick, okay? I want you to take the job, but I want you to immediately look for another one. And as soon as you get the job, will you email me and let me know what happened?
Yep, you don't see any ruin in my finances, do you, Mona? I'm going to be okay, Aaron. I'm going to make it.
Actually, I don't see financial problems here for you at all, Sharon.
Thank
I actually
you.
See
That's
that you end up jumping to the next thing right in the nick of time. But email
thank
me
you.
As soon as you get it, okay?
Mona, thank you again.
Do all your thank yous today.
Bye. Thank you. Okay.
Bye. Okay, see you later. Okay, bye. Okay, I've got somebody here from the 856 area code. Hello, 856. Who's this? Hello? 856? Wow, you were on hold all that time, and here I am putting you on the air. And there you are.
Nana, are you there? Sorry.
I'm here.
Hi, it's Laura.
Hi, Laura. What's your question for me?
I was wondering if you see anything big happening with career or making a move to another state, anything positive coming up?
Well, there's a whole bunch of stuff positive as soon as you're incredibly honest with what you need to have for yourself. So you have a card here that says you need to be you, not what you think other people want you to be, okay? And it's funny because it's saying that's the key to your freedom is by you being honest with what you want. And I will tell you, you being honest with what you want is you already want to be in a different place than you are right now. So I would make the move, pull whatever favor I could to be in the place that I want to be in if I were you. So if there's somebody there that can actually help you with a place to stay for a while, take them up on that offer.
Well, there isn't. I don't know anybody where I want to move to.
Well, it's interesting because according to what I'm seeing in your cards, that there's something significant that happens in 3 weeks. And in that 3 weeks, it creates a new vision for yourself, that out of a place of discomfort, you have action and hope in a brand new direction. And then you have the most powerful spiritual card that I get in my readings, which is called The Master. By the way, I use the Osho Zen tarot deck. So if you want to Google Osho Zen and look up a card called The Master, that's the card you got. It's the most powerful card in the entire deck. You have that card as your conclusion card right after a card that's called New Vision, which speaks to from an uncomfortable situation blooms kind of your own epiphany into a brand new direction. So it's actually saying, your cards are literally saying that the more honest you are, the more truthful you are with what you want, the quicker it happens. And that there's something significant that happens within the next 3 weeks. So there's a job you have in your crosshairs that's in the new place you want to live, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I've applied several places in North Carolina, but nobody's gotten back to me.
Okay. And I say this to people all the time, and I want to say it's especially true for you. You are way better in person than you are via the internet or over the phone. When people meet you, they like you. The thing is that when you are looking to relocate, people are more apt, human resources people, are more apt to consider the people that already live there as opposed to the people that want to move there. Okay? So what I would recommend is that you take a trip to North Carolina, you get yourself a P.O. box that's got a local address, like a UPS store or a PostNet or something like that, and you start mm-hmm. sending your resumes from with that address as the reference address. And the reason I say that is because you're going to be considered more seriously if there's an address associated with where you want to work.
I didn't know you could get a P.O. box at a post office unless you had a physical presence established in that state.
No, you can get a P.O. box if you don't live you can get a UPS store, post office, it doesn't matter where you live. Now, they won't forward the mail to you, so you actually have to you have to realize that now most of the time you're going to get notified via email anyway, but you having a physical address that actually shows in the city, in the state that you want to live in, is going to make more of an impression than if you do not.
Well,
I'm just suggesting that, because what your cards are saying is there's good news within the next 3 weeks. It's saying that you being honest and truthful with what you really want to have and where you want to live works in your favor.
So, Mona, I'm currently on a contract. Yeah. Well, my manager told me the other day she wanted to extend me and that she was going to talk to me this coming week about other possible opportunities.
Well, you need to take those.
I don't know if that's changed.
Back up. According to your cards, you need to take whatever's offered to you, because you can always disconnect once you get the job in the other state. But if you really are serious about moving to North Carolina, you need to have a physical address. In my opinion, you need to have a physical address that shows that you're really serious about living there. It sort of sets the mojo and the energy in the direction that you are serious. So for a couple $100 a year, you can actually have a P.O. box at like a PostNet or a UPS store, and all your mail can go to there once you actually move there.
Okay.
It's safer for your mail anyway.
Okay.
So anyway, sweetie, I got to go. But this is saying there's good news within the next 3 weeks, so that's probably why I'm getting that's probably why you're going to be approached by your boss. So I'm actually not worried about you at all.
I just need something positive to come out of my life, because right now feeling too
according
good
to
about.
What your cards are saying is that the positive is all around you. You just need to believe it. That's really what your cards are. It's like the only person standing in your way is you, according to these cards. You have incredibly brilliant, wonderful cards. I don't know that I could get you any more better cards than the ones you got.
And what's the name of the deck you're looking at again? Osho?
It's the Osho, O-S-H-O, Zen, Z-E-N, Tarot.
Okay.
You got some amazing cards here. It just says believe that it's on the way. And I don't mean to sound like Dale Carnegie here, but what it's saying here is that you're the one standing in your way, that you can figure this out, because you're definitely smart enough.
Mm.
Sweetie, I'm sorry. I got to go.
Thanks
for calling.
Thanks, Mona.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
I've got somebody here from the 216 area code. Hello, 216. Who's this?
This is Desmond. How you doing?
Hey, Desmond. What's your question?
I just want to see what do you see for me within the next 3 months. Do I have to prepare for...
Well, that's a full reading kind of question. Do you have a specific question that I can answer for you?
Do you see anything as far as prosperity coming up next 3 months? That little more.
Okay, so you're asking about finances.
Yes.
Okay. Because your very open-ended question is really great for a salesperson, because then it makes people talk and tell you more than they are going to tell you. I love that about you, all right? But with me, you get a specific question here on the radio, because I only get a couple minutes with you. If you want something more in-depth, then you'll need to book a reading with me. So having said that, what your cards are talking about is total trust, and that you need to realize that part of what you do really well is you actually like stress. You do your best stuff when you are stressed, and that there is an opportunity coming to you within the next 4 weeks that may initially look like something you've done before, but it could go into a partnership or something where you actually end up being way more of a principal and way more powerful in the position than you initially thought, but you won't know that till you're in the position. It's saying trust what's offered to you. Trust what's being offered to you. And what's also really cool is that you get to go into a situation where the chaos actually is invigorating and motivating for you as opposed to sort of squashing you down. You're not a guy that does micromanagement very well. You don't like it when people are like all over your shit about getting stuff done. But according to what I'm seeing in your cards, there's a really big opportunity. Now, I want to tell you, I'm going to even throw something at you that I'll even give you an example. You could get offered a job where you're selling cars. And I'm just going to use Kia as an example. All right, let's say you go and you decide that you're going to sell cars just because you want to learn about the car business and it's something to tide you over until you really decide what it is you want to do. You go in there with the idea that I really don't want this job. I really don't want it. But it's something I know I can do. What's interesting about this is that if you do anything that's connected with sales, you're going to kick ass. Because there's something about you and how engaging you can be and how stress actually motivates you that this says you do quite well. So initially you go into something you've really never tried before, but once you get in there and try it, you find out how good you are at it. That's the next opportunity that's coming to you. So I hope that's helpful.
That's very helpful.
All right, my friend, I got to go. See ya.
All right.
Okay, bye.
Thanks.
You're welcome. All right, I've got somebody here from the 843 area code. Hello, 843. Who's this?
Hi, this is Crystal.
Hi, Crystal. What's your question?
Hi. I am kind of stuck between my current boyfriend and my ex-boyfriend of 2 years ago.
Oh, my. So what's your question for me?
What should I do?
All right. Well, I'm going to do doing the ex-boyfriend from 2 years ago first, and then I'm doing the current boyfriend second. So I'm actually drawing out three cards for each guy. All right?
Okay.
Wow. Okay. This is interesting. The ex-boyfriend from 2 years ago is coming up as as somebody that you really are truly in love with. The ex-boyfriend is coming up. As a matter of fact, the ex-boyfriend has sort of come to his senses as far as you're concerned and is actually treating you way better than he was when you guys were together. That's what it says. So you've been seeing him on the side with your current boyfriend, right?
Yes, kind of, yeah.
Okay, here's the thing. Here's your current boyfriend. Your current boyfriend, so the ex-boyfriend is coming up as a very, very positive read, and that he's grown up a bit and he actually appreciates you now, which, you know, that's kind of good to know. What's interesting is this current boyfriend, it says in the cards that relationship doesn't feel as solid as you would like it to be.
Mm-hmm.
And that he's treating you more casually than you're treating him. Of course, with recent events, it means you guys are actually treating each other about equal. So what I would do is I would go to the current boyfriend. You're not living with him, right?
No.
Oh, thank God. Thank God. Go to the current boyfriend and say, you know, we're both real young. It seems like we have a lot on our plates right now. I think that we should date other people.
I tried, and he didn't want to.
Well, but the funny thing is the cards are saying that you don't actually feel that connected to the current boyfriend.
I think I would rather be with my ex-boyfriend, but he lied in the past, and I don't trust him that much.
Well, see, the funny thing is that this is saying that your ex-boyfriend has sort of come to his senses, that something happened. He might have had a scrape with the law. He might have, there was something that happened where he actually gets it now. Now, does he have a regular full-time employment, the ex-boyfriend?
He does. I'm scared. He's from a different country, and I'm just scared. Like, is he just trying to use me to, like, get his papers or something? I don't know.
Well, actually, you know, you know what? You could be right. Because there's a card that talks about the two of you being karmically connected. So it's sometimes I look at it as the soulmate card, but now that I'm – because the center card resonates to a card in traditional tarot called Justice. And then there's a card that represents you, which is, you know, you being more mature and looking at things a little bit more objectively. But this card that resonates to Justice could mean that you're absolutely right, that this may not be him coming to his senses. It may be you looking at the ex-boyfriend in a more realistic way, that he really is trying to get close to you to get his papers. So that legal card says that this man would be wonderful enough for you with the next year and a half or so till this happened for him. In other words, that he would really, that's his goal, is to get you to marry him so that he can get his papers. So I actually now I'm changing my mind now that you've given me a little bit more clarity, that thrown that little piece in. Because it's saying here that you have to really look at this guy sort of clinically. You need to look at it, what's in it for him because of you. Now, I already know that you're fabulous all by yourself, but that added aspect of there being a legal thing connected with it. So what I would say to him is that, you know, baby, I miss you. I can't get you out of my mind, but I'm not going to be the person that you get married to get your papers. You're going to have to get your papers, and then we'll talk about a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
So you actually have to say it that way to him, that he gets,
okay.
he facilitates his own immigration, and mm-hmm. then you can talk about a relationship. And in the meantime,
He has a green card and he has a social, but I just don't know. I don't know.
You're correct in being cautious. You're correct. Because it's saying here that you're judging him in the exact right way right now. So whatever your gut feeling is telling you, I would tend to agree with that. All right? And then the current boyfriend here, not a bad guy, but it just doesn't feel like you're connected to him. And I think it's because you keep looking at the ex-boyfriend. The new, the boyfriend now, not a bad guy. He's not bad. And the fact that you said to him, you know, hey, I think we should date other people, is like, hell no. That kind of shows his loyalty to you. So I would definitely look at the ex-boyfriend with a cautious eye now that you gave me that little tidbit more of information. Because you have three cards. It's talking about there's a karmic connection with you and the ex. There is a legal matter between that karmic connection and you. And then there's this card representing you that says you're looking at things in a very mature and thoughtful way, that you're not ready to jump right in with both feet, but I would definitely be cautious with the ex. I'm sorry, sweetie, I got to go. See you later.
Okay, thank you very much.
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, I've got somebody here from the 951 area code. Let me get you on the air here.
Hello.
Hello, 951. Who's this?
Hi, this is Natasha.
Hi, Natasha. What's your question?
Yes, I wanted to see if you can tell me what you see coming up for my love life.
All right. Let me clear the cards for you real quick. Sometimes I want to just clear the cards and do a fresh shuffle. So I'm going to do that right now. All right. Let's see what it says about your love life. Okay, it says that your intuition right now is target on with everything but your love life. I'm sorry. I'm sorry to laugh at that, but it's your intuition is target on when it comes to everything else about your life except your love life. Like, you're really great at giving advice to other people. You're really great at negotiating the politics where you work. I'm serious. All, like I said, it's all working where it needs to work. But when it comes to romance, your emotions get in the way. So I'm going to give you a recommendation, all right? Mm-hmm. I want you to write down the 10 characteristics in a partner that are absolutely crucial to you allowing yourself to have a relationship with this person, okay? Now, the first three things on the list, that the guy's got a job. That's the first one. The second one is that he is a man of his word and integrity. And the third one is that he's got a mutually reflective to you spiritual base. In other words, whatever his spiritual base is that it's something that kind of goes along with your spiritual base, right? And then you list all the other things that he has to have. He might need to be three inches taller than you. He might need to have a flat stomach, whatever it is, okay? He might have to have a college degree. Whatever it is, you list the other characteristics. But those top three, he's got to get a job, he's got to be a man of integrity, and he has to have the same spiritual foundation that you do. Those are the first three things, okay? Now, you can put them in any order. Spiritual foundation first, then a job. But here's the thing is that you've had a pattern, Natasha, darling, beautiful woman, of attracting losers. Because you see their potential or you believe the potential that they're sharing with you, and then you find out that they're really losers.
Right.
And so that's what I don't want to have happen for you, is I don't want you to draw to yourself a freaking loser. All right? Now, this is saying that as soon as you go into sort of a more strict template of what the man needs to have in his in your life, that he needs to have these characteristics before you're going to allow him into your life, then what happens is that your power month for romance is actually August. So as soon as you become incredibly discerning about who you really want to have in your life, then it's saying that you begin to draw that energy, that person to you. Okay?
Okay.
All right, my friend. Got to go.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks for calling. Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, I've got somebody here from the 843 area code. Hello, 843. Hi. Who's this?
Hi, this is Paige.
Hey, Paige.
How are you? I'm doing well, thank you. I'm also calling about my love life. I'm in love with the person, and I just wanted to know what's going to happen within the next 6 months for us, or if anything is going to happen.
Well, this is saying that this person is incredibly self-absorbed. In other words, it's always about what's in it for him, not necessarily what's in it for everybody else around him. Okay? One of the reasons why you're asking me this question is because when you concentrate on him, you seem to have all his attention. As soon as you need a little bit back, he seems to detach.
Correct.
Okay, so that's not your imagination. Now, here's the thing I want you to do, because if this is the man you really want to have in your life, you're going to need to detach to the point of realizing that this is his personality, this is just how he's made up, this is kind of his mojo. It's not you that makes him react to you the way he does. It's how he reacts to everybody.
Okay?
Now, having said that, this man is going to find you way more appealing if you're somebody who has a career herself. And I want you to consider this. This man, he's just got a very definite idea of how things should be done, okay? But he also wants to connect with someone who has her own identity, that she doesn't collapse herself into him to make her identity, okay? So her whole identity is not Mrs. Somebody, okay? It is you page, being, you know, the kick butt person that you already are, but even more magnified. So this is how I want you to look at it. I want you to imagine a train track, right? The two rails of a train track, they're held together by the ties, and there's a certain amount of space between the two rails, because if the space wasn't there, the train wouldn't go, okay?
Right.
This is how this man is looking at or considering this relationship, that he doesn't want to be the person that is the sole support of this relationship. He doesn't want to be the person that has all the identity in the relationship and your missus to him. He wants somebody that he can say, oh, yeah, my wife is a journalist for so-and-so, or my wife is a vice president of this company. That is the kind of person he's looking for.
Okay.
So you speaking more about your career and your potential and where you want, how you want to make your identity, that's going to be more appealing to him than you deciding what his favorite cookies are and making sure those are available.
Okay.
So this is not a guy that I want you to cater to. This is a guy instead that you're going to get his attention if you don't answer the phone right away than if you do. And that when you do call him back, say, oh, baby, I was busy. I was in the, with a client. He's going to respect that. Do you see what I mean? So, and I want to take it to a step further. This is not a guy whose biggest priority is to have offspring. So this is something else that could be an issue, is that he is really so selfish that it's about his comfort in life, and not, he doesn't want to draw anything into his life that would be uncomfortable. Now, having said all of that, he's not a bad man. It's just he's incredibly self-absorbed, and he's just got this different way of looking at things, that the woman that he wants to align with is somebody that he considers as powerful as he is. Do you see what I mean?
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
I hope that helps. Okay.
All right,
see you
thanks.
Later. Bye. All right, you guys. I'll be right back.
You may have seen Mystic Mona rubbing elbows with major celebrities or on their reality program, Sister Wives. When I need the best intuitive advice on the go, I turn to the Dice Wisdom app, available for both iPhone and Android. The Dice Wisdom app is all I need for that extra edge. Go to dicewisdom.com.
How do you contact Mona? Her website is thepsychicview.com and her phone number is 702-571-0461. Mona is available for special events, VIP receptions, Las Vegas trade shows, and personal readings in Las Vegas by appointment. Mona holds the Privileged Psychic Arts License through the City of Las Vegas and is the published author of Chanting Life, Wisdom in a Dice Toss. Call 702-571-0461. That's 702-571-0461. Remember, Mona changes lives one at a time.
And I'm going to go to area code 559 next. Hold on, let me get you on the air. Hold on, it takes a second.
Hello.
559. Who's this?
This is Evelyn.
Hi, Evelyn. What's
Hello,
your question
Mona.
For me?
yes, it's about my career.
Do you have a specific question, or you just want me to see what I see?
Well, I joined my letter of resignation, and I'm want to see if there's any other available choices for me.
Well, see, you wouldn't have resigned if it wasn't such a bad place. I mean, really, the place you're leaving was awful. Is awful. Right?
A lot of people feel that way.
Okay. Wow, look how political you are. Even when we're just talking, you and me, and like my five listeners on my radio program. Okay, so here's the thing. I'm more than five listeners, but I'm just, you know. the biggest thing, the only reason that you were at this last job was because of the money. It wasn't because there was any value, with the exception of you learning what you didn't want to do. So you've learned what you don't want or the environment that you don't want to be in. It's actually saying that there's a job presenting itself in May that's going to require your full commitment. It is something you've done before, so it's, you don't really get to reinvent yourself yet, all right? So it's where you take this background and experience, and you may even call somebody that you used to work for that wasn't as bad as this current place and say, by the way, I'm available if you'd like to have me work for some consulting work, or if you have a position open, I would definitely reach out to the folks that you've known in the past and let them know that you're about to change jobs. Could you use them as a reference? Don't be surprised if there is a opportunity for you to do project work or get hired at one of your former companies. But I see you worried about money, but I don't see money worries here for you, because this last year and a half was for you to discover what you don't want.
That
so when you look at it simply like that, well, I've discovered what I don't want. And you just say it very matter of fact to yourself. Well, I've discovered what I don't want. And, you know, saying that, you're not going to be somebody that's going to be frivolous with her money. You're going to be incredibly thoughtful about it and pragmatic with it. And this is saying that there is a offer coming to you in May. What I would recommend is first thing tomorrow is, by the way, did you gave your notice you're still working your current job?
Yes.
Okay. When's your last day?
The end of May.
Oh, so you gave him a 5-week notice.
Yes, I gave him ample time.
That was incredibly thoughtful of you, and this is saying you'll have another job before you actually stop working at this one.
Okay.
Okay,
that's awesome.
Well, here's the thing, is that there's something that's a specialty to you. There's something you do incredibly well. And that's the thing that I want you to pursue at the next job. And if somebody were to ask you, Evelyn, what do you do incredibly well? I want you to immediately say what that is to yourself, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Because this is saying that's how you get the next job.
Got it.
All right, and you'll have it, this is saying you'll have it before you leave this job. And as a matter of fact, Did you tell them when they asked you, well, why are you resigning, or did they ask you?
I just read it. I wrote the letter very politely. I did not say anything negative.
No.
It was
but
my decision.
Okay, but when...
No, I just turned in the letter.
No. Okay. In the letter, did you tell them where you were going, or did you tell them you had another job offer, or did you just politely resign without giving them any indication of where you're going next?
I did the second. I politely resigned without any indication. Yeah.
Perfect. Because you know what? I actually think that you may get one of those exit interviews. I also want you to politely decline the exit interview.
Okay.
Unless it just comes to say, you know, if it's about insurance, I have no problem finding out about, you know, insurance and what happens from here. But really, I don't want to do a feedback-based exit interview.
And I think I already declined it.
Oh, good.
Asked me, yeah, and I was like, no, I just talked to the HR person, said about the insurance and all that. So, yeah.
Okay, perfect.
I'd do that.
Okay. Now, what may happen is they may buy you out between now and the end of May, which would be fabulous if they did, because
mm-hmm.
then you'd get the time, you'd have the pay, and then you'd have a few weeks to be all in. As soon as you can, or if you can take a break during your lunch hour, find the best temporary staffing service that caters to your skill, and go and apply with them and say, I'm looking for a temp to hire position. This is going to be to your advantage, Evelyn, because this way you can make sure that the environment aligns with your mojo instead of working against it.
Great. Thank you for the advice, Melinda. That's awesome.
All right. Well, thanks for calling. Talk to you later.
Yeah.
Okay. Bye. All right. I'm going to go. Oh, let me get that. My computer's running a little slow, guys. Hang with her with me. Okay, I'm going to go to area code 404. Hello, 404. Great. Who's this?
It's Lolita from Georgia.
Hi, Lolita. What's your question?
Can you possibly tell me when I will be able to see, when we'll physically meet in person? His name is Sharuk.
Wow. My immediate reaction was, oh, God, no. But let me see what the cards say. All right. I'm going to tell you these cards. All right. You have a card here that indicates him, and he's reversed. Then you have a card that indicates you and your attitude toward them, and it says here that you're not getting the truth from him. There's this feeling of being strung along and not getting the whole story. Then there's a card that talks about you're really amazing and that you're just because this guy is interested in you doesn't mean you need to be interested back. All right, and then you have a card here of looking at things in an incredibly sort of black and white, yes and no sort of way, that there is no gray area connected with this issue, that it's either yes or no. And according to what I'm seeing in your cards, the answer would be no, that there's you're not getting the whole truth is what I'm getting from this guy.
Okay.
Okay, now was this an online thing that you met him?
Yeah, he's from India and I'm from India, so it was just something new for me. And I know what you're saying on this, as far as the truth. There's a lot going on with him financially. So
yeah.
We actually had an open conversation about that. I do know for a fact that that once that thing does turn around for him, that we will connect, because we definitely have this connection. I just think that you're probably picking up a guy from my past that just showed up at my door recently.
Oh, my.
Just actually
okay.
Yesterday, and that's exactly who he is.
Wow. Okay. Well, because I'm getting a guy here that's, oh, hell no. I mean, seriously, there's a guy in your cards that I'm getting, oh, hell no. So what I would do is I would just wait and see what happens with this guy that you've been interacting with. And you need to be the person that is, and I am going to use the word, you need to be kind of a bitch about your own interests, that you cannot compromise or settle here when it comes to your romantic life. And I mean that
so
seriously.
That's so funny you say that. No, I see what you're saying, because I did it with the guy that's in the military that just showed up my door, and I did that in January. And ever since I've done that, he has been in my life. So I have two going on, but my interest lies with the culture aspect, because I need to find some, you know what I mean? It's just a preference at this point in my life. And I think I know exactly what you're saying. So it definitely
right,
makes sense
friend.
To me.
Well,
I appreciate
you. By the way, how did you find the program?
Blog Talk. I used to have my own show on Blog Talk too.
You did? Was it a call-in psychic show like mine?
Yeah, we stopped for a while. Me and my mentor, it just got draining.
Oh, see, now that's funny, because I actually find I'm actually all charged up after I do my radio program. Seriously, because
mm-hmm.
there's some it's like tapping into that energy, you know, and
mm-hmm.
That's the only way I can explain it. I'm usually all charged up, ready for breakfast after I'm done with the program. Like, oh, yeah.
I just think we just did it at a time where, you know, you go through your phases on Blog Talk, you know, and I think, you know, a year and a half ago was a difficult time for a lot of people. So after a year, we just had to take a break. So I'm like, okay we
can't
do it.
Well, I understand. All right, well, thank you for tuning in.
I appreciate it. I'm going to stay on hold so if you can...
Okay,
let me
I'll
be on hold. That'd be great.
Hold. All right, cool.
Thank you.
Got it. All right. Okay, and then I'm going to go to area code 231. Hello, 231. Who's this?
Hi, my name is Tia.
Hi, Tia. I think
how
you're the first
you?
Tia
you?
That's ever called me. So what's your question
Easter.
For me?
Oh,
happy Easter.
I'm struggling with some family issues and not knowing which way to go. I'm contemplating some trying to communicate with these family members, not sure if I should or back off. Is there anything that you...
I'm I'm voting for backing off.
Really?
And I'll tell you why I'm voting for backing off, because no one's ready to hear the truth.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
so
this...
here you are, somebody, you know, see, you're a fixer, Tia. You're the one that wants to go in and smooth everything over. You're the one that likes to put the icing on the cake so it's like it got this pretty little pattern on it. You're that girl, okay? What this is saying is that nobody's going to cooperate with you, and as a matter of fact, they're going to make you out to be the bad guy if you do anything. So what I want you to do is be the person that just you're waiting until they call you. Now, if they call you, then all bets are off. If somebody calls you and says, you know, hey, Tia, what do you think of this? Say, you know what? I have for the last so many years just tried to stay out of these little squabbles, staying out of the little stuff here, just staying out of it. And, you know,
yeah.
I would, my dream is that we can all get together, share family stories, have great meals together, have fun and laugh a lot, but we're not that family.
Okay. It's sad. You know, I've been fighting stage 3 cancer. We lost our father, and it's like everyone's you know, always arguing. And it's like, you're right, I want to fix it. I just want to say, look, you know, we have today. We don't know about tomorrow, but I don't know how to do it. And maybe, like you said, I should just not see if it works itself out, maybe.
Here's what I would do, because you need to do something to make you feel better. So here's what I would do, I would recommend for you. Is that to each of your family members, and this will be a great assignment for you today, go to the Hallmark store, all right? Find a card for each one of these family members, and they have to be different cards, okay? That talks about how you feel about the issue, but individually chosen for each family member, okay?
Okay.
And you're going to sign each card with, "You're always in my heart. Love, Tia."
Okay.
But that's your assignment, is you're going to go to the Hallmark store or wherever you're at. They have a huge selection of cards, like Target's got a really great selection. But go someplace where they have a really huge selection of cards. Go to the squishy ones. I mean, I'm talking really squishy ones. And you select a card individually for each family member. All right, so they don't all get the same card, but that you, because people always read what someone handwrites, and then they read what the card says, okay?
Okay.
So your handwritten statement is something like, "You're always in my heart."
Okay,
love,
that's
tea.
That's great. That's
and
great.
Then you send it to, then you send it to everybody, because here's the thing, is that all you want to do is let everybody know you love them. That's really all you're doing, okay? But by doing that, you may get a reach out. And when you get a reach out, you can say, I am in such pain because with everything we've been through, I really had hoped this would bring us together. And I just wanted to let y'all know that I wanted to let you know that I love you. So you're not going to really speak about everybody else, but whoever reaches out to you, and I guarantee you they will, that you're going to say, I just don't like that we're not all getting along, and I wanted to let you know that I love you.
That's perfect. I was going to write a letter to everyone, but what you're saying is it's not throwing myself out there, but it's opening the doors, and I'm letting them know I care, which is, you're right, the ultimate.
Okay, and see, the cool thing about it is that you actually will be standing in the Hallmark store and probably tear up when you read some of these cards, because some of them are absolutely amazing, which is why I'm recommending the Hallmark store, because you can find that perfect squishy card for each person and each aspect of their personality. And again, that you're going to handwrite something like, "You're always in my heart. Love, Tia." And you may put the exact same thing on each card. But what happens is that you're not writing a group letter trying to solve the problem. You're just sending them something to say that I love you and I care, and maybe enough time will go by and, you know, we'll get together, but you're not going to actually say that. It might say it in the card. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. All right, my friend.
I never thought of that. Thank you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. All right, see you later. Bye. Okay, I've got somebody here from the 661 area code. Hello, 661. Who's this?
Well, hi, Mona. This is Sue.
Hi, Sue.
My question is, hi. Do you have time to answer a question of what do you see for relationships or romance in the next 3 months? Just something that you could help out quick.
All right. There is, this is really weird. Okay, weird, interesting. The next 3 months is about you experiencing the release of guilt. And that is that's why I'm saying this is weird that you got these particular cards. You are so good at bringing harmony to chaos, and you're good at bringing harmony to other people's chaos, specifically troubled men. All right? And there is something that you feel guilty about in connection with a past relationship that's showing up in your cards. Hold on, I need a sip of something here. Hold on. I also want to let you know that you're not supposed to do the whole love thing the hard way. It's supposed to just come to you without a lot of hard work on your part. And that the person that I see coming to you or a relationship blooming into something better, more meaningful, is when there's experiences together that you are genuinely interested in, all right? But what's weird, and that's it's saying that the next 3 months is about the release of guilt. So it could be that in past relationships you made the other person feel guilty. It could be that you feel guilty about a past relationship, but there's this weird guilt card right in the center of your five cards that I draw for you that's actually saying that the next 3 months is about you negotiating, resolving, and releasing guilt. I hope that's helpful.
Yeah, I don't know what I'm guilty about, so I don't know what that means.
Well, it's a card. Maybe what it means is that you've got yourself so wrapped up in the idea of what a relationship should look like that you're not open to what a relationship could look like. Because this card, the key word on this particular card is actually called guilt. In traditional tarot, it's the Eight of Swords. You might want to look up the Eight of Swords on the internet and look at the meaning of that card. The traditional meaning shows a woman in a swamp, blindfolded, tied up, with swords all the way around her. All right? What the card talks about is being in a stuck place. Now, when the card's reversed, it means you're still in the stuck place, but the blindfold's off, and you can actually negotiate your situation a little bit better. But it's saying here that you've got yourself, your mind is wrapped around about what you think a relationship should be. And what I want you to do is actually look at the potential of what a relationship could be.
Mm, so, I don't know what that is. I would think that a relationship is typical.
Okay, what I'm getting in your cards is that the next 3 months is maybe about you being open to the experiences and not trying to put them in a container or a box. In other words, not being so much of a director, but being more of a player. That's what I'm getting for your cards. And I mean, that may not sound clear to you, but I really want you to concentrate on it, because what it's saying is that you have a tendency to do things the hard way and that you don't just experience things. And I'm telling you, just experiencing without judgment is probably going to work way better for you than trying to mold a relationship in a direction. So I hope that helps. Thanks for calling.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Bye. Okay. I've got somebody here from the 858 area code. Hello, 858. I have to answer your question very quickly. What's your question?
Oh, hi, Mona. How are you?
I'm good. I have to answer your question very quickly. I only have 2 minutes.
Okay. There is someone that's a gentleman that I have not seen for a while, and we started communicating with him a couple months ago, and I would like to know if it will go to any solid relationship or what are his intentions.
Okay, there is great potential here as long as you treat him very casually as though he is just a good friend that's coming to have coffee with you. If you treat him very casually right now, there is potential. Do not hang your hat on or count on necessarily anything he says right now, but treat it very casually, right? Like, mm-hmm. Oh, great to hear from you. Yes, I'd love to see you if you're in town. Don't sleep with him. Okay? What the cards are saying here is that the way that relationship was left caused you a lot of pain. And so you need to pretend and act as though, yes, you know who he is, and yes, you're interested in seeing what's going on with him, but no, you're not going to pick up right where you left off because he has to prove himself to you.
Okay.
So there's potential here, though, which is what's interesting, is that though there is some scrapes and scraps about what happened before, mm-hmm. there's something here that says that there's potential. But I wouldn't sleep with him for at least 5 months if you guys start dating again. And if he pushes it, say, we already know we're good there. We don't need to. I want to make sure what I'm seeing right here is true. You know, we're just friends. And you need to keep saying we're just friends until he does something more serious, something more indicating of his intentions. But treat him very casually. But it does have potential.
So you think it may take up to 5 or 6 months until he shows any intention of more serious?
Yes. Well, no, I want you to make it 5 or 6 months. He'll almost immediately want to reveal his intentions, but you need to be very pragmatic and cautious for the next five
okay.
months. All right, my friend, I got to go.
Oh,
thank you
so much, Mona. Thank you.
Okay, all right, bye.
How do you contact Mona? Her website is thepsychicview.com, and her phone number is 702-571-0461. Mona is available for special events, VIP receptions, Las Vegas trade shows, and personal readings in Las Vegas by appointment. Mona holds the Privileged Psychic Arts License through the City of Las Vegas and is the published author of Chancing Life, Wisdom in a Dice Toss. Call 702-571-0461. That's 702-571-0461. Remember, Mona changes lives one at a time.
You need help. You need answers. And I'm considering my next movie role. I consult Mystic Mona's app, Dice Wisdom. The app gives me great advice for all my important meetings. I wish I had Dice Wisdom when I was tempted by my housekeeper. Ah, but the past is the past. I'm back in the movie biz now, and all is good. Go to dicewisdom.com. Go on, you know you want to. Do it now!
Thank you for tuning in to Psychic View with Mona. Each week, Mona selects a fan from her Facebook page for an extended reading, so if you'd like to be considered, please like her page. Her Facebook page is Mystic Mona, and you may also follow The Mystic Mona on Twitter. Indicate Psychic View as a favorite on Blog Talk and be notified of Mona's special programs. Tune in to Psychic View each Sunday morning at 9 a.m. Pacific Time and call in to ask your question. Psychic View is brought to you on Blog Talk Radio for your entertainment and consideration. Mona is available for Las Vegas trade shows, VIP parties, and special events. Phone sessions are also available by appointment. You may contact Mona by dialing 702-571-0461. That's 702-571-0461. Or by going to her website at mysticmona.com. Thank you for sharing your morning with Mona. And remember, Psychic View, because the present moment is the gift.